Call the Chime Time is 7 minutes after the hour of midnight. Back with Bill Meeks, one of the inventors of Top 40 Radio and jingles. And one of the subjects we want to talk about to begin with is you told me that Berry Gordy of Motown Records designed the Motown Studios after the Pam's Jingle Studios in Dallas. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, the console, the big console that they put in when I went to Motown to visit with their engineer, really, and talk about electronics. We were both in the Audio Engineering Society. And when I go in to see their plans, they were getting a Neumann board, just like the one that I had made in Germany. And the all over it, it says strips for equalization and that sort of thing. It says just exactly like Pam's. All over the board, you know, they were using everything that we had developed over a period of years. I don't know that many listeners know what equalization means and that sort of thing. But
well, we could explain it in a way that Motown, mm-hmm. with their records, and we talked about this while we were driving here, always made the high end very, very bright, but the records didn't have a lot of bass. Do you think that theory was valid for AM radio?
Oh, yes. It stood out. To me, if you're going to have something that sounds good in radio, you should be able to think of yourself as driving a convertible down the freeway with the top down. If you can't hear what's being broadcast, then you haven't done it correctly.